Hello, universe. Welcome to the most spectacular wrestling podcast you will find on the internet. You are listening to Tag Me In, Bro. I'm Joe Tantillo, and as always, I'm seated next to my terrific co-host, Taryn O'Connor. Say hi to the people, Taryn.
Hi to the people, Taryn.
If you're new to the show, the format is simple. Each week, we discuss all the magnificent moments, turbulent times, and stunning surprises that professional wrestling has to offer.
So turn your radio up and your opinions down, because we've got some hot tags coming up. NXT, which means next.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
What's up, universe? How you doing? It has been a really exciting week for wrestling, which is great because it's completely snowy everywhere along the Northeast. I'm totally snowed in here in DC, which is where I am today, which means it's beautiful outside, but there is nothing else to do but talk about wrestling. So I hope you guys are excited for our SmackDown recap. Folks, you don't want to miss out on 1 second of Tag Me and Bro content. So go on Twitter right now and follow us at Tag Me and Bro. You get to participate in all of our quizzes. Have a great time. And yeah, you don't want to miss out on 1 second of this. So go follow us. I hope everybody is excited for the show because it is about to go down in a big way. You guys, today, tomorrow, and every day, we are talking wrestling. So first things first, we'll cover our SmackDown speed through, where we'll give you our analysis of the most important bits of last night's show. After that, we've got our Hi to the People segment, where we want to engage with you guys to find out more about what you think is happening. This week, our topic is going to be whether or not Carmella will be successful when she cashes in her Money in the Bank contract. We'll talk more about that later. Then we're going to move on to our main event, where we'll be talking about the question on everyone's mind this week, and then we'll close out the show with our stars of the night. The question on everyone's mind this week is going to be, is the WrestleMania card too big? We'll talk much more about that in our main event later, and now we're going to get to our SmackDown speed through. Woo! Here are the only 5 things that you need to know about SmackDown Live this week. Number 5, Luke Harper beat Jimmy Uso. Number 4, AJ Styles may be injured. Number 3, Carmella almost cashes in. Number 2, Sammy and Kevin get fired. And number 1, Daniel Bryan is medically cleared for in-ring competition. It's been a really exciting week for wrestling, and we can't wait to talk about it. So we're going to speed from the bottom and end up at the top real fast. Okay, so basically the reason that we're talking about Luke Harper beating Jimmy Uso is just because the SmackDown tag titles have not had, like, their official graphic confirmed for Mania. Right now, I think it's safe to assume it's going to be a triple threat between the Usos, the New Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers. But I just thought it was kind of important and a good thing to mention that they are billing the Bludgeon Brothers like they're booking them that strongly, and that they did beat Jimmy Uso this week in, like, singles competition. So I think they're definitely going to be involved in that match. Overall, like, it was fine. Nothing really to write home about, but it's on this journey to WrestleMania. Everything can be important in different ways. So moving swiftly on to number 4, there's been a lot of media about whether or not AJ Styles is currently nursing an injury and whether or not that will affect his participation in WrestleMania. Obviously, we hope that the Phenomenal One is healing if he is nursing an injury, and that no matter what, we hope he is still going to be a part of Mania. This week, we saw him sit on commentary. We saw him really gingerly get up and really, like, casually take off the belt and his jacket to maybe help Shinsuke Nakamura. And it, you know, who knows? A lot of people are saying it might be a work, and that the fact that they're kind of acknowledging it may be that it is, in fact, a work and trying to throw us off our game and off the scent, which is a little bit confusing only because they have already announced the match, so I don't really think there's a reason for them to, like, be playing with the fans if that was their intention. He did get pulled from a couple of house shows over the weekend in Texas, which could lead to the fact that maybe he is nursing a little bit of an injury. I think right now there's too much speculation to be sure, but I think that no matter what, we will still see him at WrestleMania. I think the question is just going to be, are we going to see him at 100%? We know from when he flew in from South America to fight Finn Balor that even when he is, like, not on his A game, he still can deliver, like, a brilliant performance. But I think it's going to be a big question over the next couple of weeks about what we see him do, if we see him continue to progress a storyline, or if every week we're just going to see Shinsuke Nakamura go up to him and say, like, knee face at WrestleMania, I will win. And if that's going to get old, I kind of think it already has. This week I actually thought it was quite funny. I thought they did, like, a good job with it when he was like, you need to be more confident.
But it's going to be interesting to see how they play with it if they are trying to shield the fact that AJ might be injured. So number three, Carmella almost cashes in. So Charlotte Flair had a match against Natalia this week in one of what I thought was Natalia's like better promos that we've seen from her maybe ever. Charlotte Flair looked great. She looked amazing. Very excited to see her fight Asuka because she is clearly at the very top of her game. Her and Natalia had a great match for a little bit. We had a superplex from the top rope, and then we had Carmella come run down. She kind of kicked Charlotte to see if she was still alive, realized she was down, tried to cash in, and then got a big boot from Charlotte, which apparently means even if you say, I want to cash in, if the champion hits you before the match is started, you have not cashed in. And I get that. That's safe. I think they are saving it for WrestleMania. But it was kind of an awkward moment. And then Natalia rolled Charlotte up and got the pin. It's interesting to see Carmella use the briefcase in this way if she is using it, like, in solidarity with Natalia. If so, I wish we'd see her do that, like, a little bit more, or that we could have seen her do that a little bit more throughout her time as a briefcase holder. But I do like that they're reminding us that she has it. I think we are going to see it at WrestleMania. I don't know if she'll be successful or not. I think today they proved that, you know, there is the opportunity for her to fail with the briefcase, which is a little bit crazy since Baron Corbin definitely had his briefcase taken off of him super quickly. But so we'll see. It's an interesting thing to bear in mind, and I think it's only going to become bigger and bigger as the next couple weeks go by. So number two, Sami and Kevin get fired. So they were not there at the beginning of the episode. Daniel Bryan got to come out and give a giant speech while he was theoretically waiting for them. They come in, and Daniel Bryan talks to them about how, even though they said they got a little carried away last week when they, like, completely pummeled Shane McMahon, how they had really gotten everything they wanted, how they'd gotten a singles match against each other at WrestleMania, about how Shane was finally leaving, about how really they shouldn't be anything but thrilled with the situation. Daniel Bryan talked about how he's known them for 15 years and how he's always been in their corner. He acknowledged that he had been living vicariously through them and how he only, like, wanted them to succeed, but how even he couldn't see how what they did was justifiable, and then he fired them. I think this just means that we are definitely going to see Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin and Sami at WrestleMania, which I think is the best case scenario for this, and honestly hasn't been something that I've at least seen be rumored super strongly, and I think that's because we've all been, you know, nervous about, like, Daniel Bryan's contract ending with the company and his medical clearance and the known fact that he wants to wrestle and that he was going to go wherever was going to allow him to continue to compete. So it's going to be a really interesting match, I think, if we get it confirmed. And it kind of spoils but leads us back to our number one thing that you need to know about SmackDown Live this week, which is that Daniel Bryan broke the internet because he has officially been medically cleared for in-ring competition by the WWE. So after just over 2 years away from the squared circle, Daniel Bryan is finally going to get to return. We got to see him compete a little bit. We got, like, just a taste of it on SmackDown Live. And I'm not sure if everybody felt the way that I did, but it was both, like, so surreal and getting to see it and also a little terrifying. It was like everything that happened was still like, is he safe? Is he healthy? Is it real? Is it a lie? But it's incredible. It's going to be amazing to see the American Dragon compete again. We could not be more excited. It obviously only warrants yes chants everywhere. The dream matches have already, like, started getting booked. Everyone could not be more excited. And it was really the focus of SmackDown Live last night. So that has been our SmackDown Live speed through. The episode is definitely must watch for Daniel Bryan alone. Again, he is the focus. Watching him do anything in the ring still feels, like, surreal. It's something that I don't think any of us ever thought we'd really get to see again, even knowing that he was gonna, like, go under more medical evaluation. So yeah, it's really, really exciting. It's hard to, like, talk about it now and not just feel stunned. But we wanna know your thoughts, so let us know them on social media. And speaking of social media, it is time to say hi to the people. This week on Hi to the People, we want to know your thoughts on
Will Carmella successfully cash in her Money in the Bank contract? We'll be running a Twitter poll for the next 72 hours and discussing the results here on next week's show, so let us know exactly what you think. You can vote on Twitter by tweeting at us and using the hashtag HotTag, or emailing us at tagmeandbro@gmail.com if you don't have social media to share your opinion and maybe have your thoughts read out on the show. Every week, we'll read out some of our favorite responses. Now, we're going to talk about the results of last week's topic. So, last week, we asked you who, out of all the superstars on the roster, is still missing their WrestleMania moment. And the winner, without a doubt, was Rusev with 49% of the vote. The second closest was Becky Lynch with 32% of the vote, and we had over 180 votes, so thank you guys so much for participating. Some of our favorite responses from last week were Mark World's Order, or at MWO for Life, who said, "It is Rusev all the way, the dude's on fire and has no clear path to WrestleMania. Shame. Hashtag screw the Battle Royal." And Grapstalk, at Grapstalk, who said, "Corbin, Elias, or Rusev, all three have worked hard and their potential opponents are busy with part-timers." Could not be more true. So thank you guys so much. Keep voting in the poll. It should be up this afternoon. And let us know what you think about Carmella and her chances of cashing in.
It's Rusev Day. It's Rusev Day.
And now it's time for our main event. Today, we are talking about whether or not the WrestleMania card is too big. So we know that the pay-per-view is supposed to run 3 hours with an hour-long pre-show beforehand. But right now, between the two brands, there are a ton of matches, some matches that still have yet to be confirmed. And there's basically like a lot of talent that kind of still has nowhere to go. So let's go over it. So our confirmed matches so far for WrestleMania are Ronda and Kurt versus Steph and Triple H, the WWE Championship match, which is Styles versus Nakamura, Universal title match, which is Reigns versus Lesnar, we have Cena versus Taker, we have Asuka versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Alexa versus Nia for the Raw Women's Championship, the Intercontinental Championship triple threat match between The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins, the Raw tag titles, which is The Bar versus Strowman and an anonymous opponent, the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament finale for their championship that's been vacated, the U.S. Championship Triple Threat match, versus which is Orton, who's the champion, versus Jinder Mahal versus Bobby Roode, and two pre-show Battle Royales. And that is without the like probable confirmation of the SmackDown Tag Titles match, which will almost inevitably be a triple threat between the Usos, The New Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers. So, in all of that, there are only two non-title matches occurring, and that is the Ronda Rousey match and the Cena versus Taker match, which is crazy. So, like, currently, with all of the confirmed, fully announced matches, if they each run exactly 20 minutes, and that's including entrances, that's including surprises, that's including any of the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am that WrestleMania has to potentially give us and that it might bring, if they each run 20 minutes, including the pre-show, that is the only way that this pay-per-view will run 4 hours. Now, there's something already to be said for the fact that, like, 4 hours in one sitting is a lot of wrestling. There's something else to be said for the fact that with all of these matches, 20 minutes, like, might not be enough time. You know, we look at some of, like, the big classics we've seen recently, some of, like, the most phenomenal matches that we've seen, a lot of the work that we're, like, that we're seeing being brought in from these superstars and a lot of the storylines that we're seeing culminate at this WrestleMania. And 20 minutes isn't a lot of time, especially for how many triple threats there are, especially when like some of those triple threats are tag team matches. Like if the SmackDown one is a triple threat, to have those six people really have like great spots, have their opportunities to show off all in 20 minutes and then to like move swiftly forward to the next match, with entrances, with surprises, like with the potential of a cash in, like it's gonna be a little crazy. So the only thought can be, well, it's WrestleMania, we will give it as much time as it needs, because that's really the only reasonable thing to do, right? But then what are you looking at? Maybe a five and a half hour long pay-per-view? And like, that's That's a long time. That's a long time when the majority of the WWE fan base is like the working man. It's like, we all have work on Monday. How late are we supposed to stay up on Sunday night to watch this? What, or like, do we just accept that we're going to get spoiled on social media the next day if we like check Twitter or Facebook or almost anything? WWE is such a wide-reaching platform, especially in like the bracket of social media, that it's going to be nearly impossible to not see a spoiler for one of these matches if you wait until Monday to see them. And so like looking at it too, we have a ton of superstars represented, obviously, and like that's great, throw them all in there. But we have like 3 out of the 4 horsewomen are probably just getting thrown into the battle royale. We're probably going to see a lot of the tag teams that we love. The Revival have already announced that they'll be in the battle royale. The Fashion Police will probably be in the battle royale. Great superstars like Rusev, who currently don't have a moment, like Corbin, who doesn't currently have a moment, they'll probably be chucked into the battle royale, which leads you to say, is that only going to be 20 minutes? We're going to have all of those superstars fight. We're going to theoretically see them all like toss over the top rope, have their great spots. We're going to see a winner emerge victorious and deserving in 20 minutes. Like, that's really fast. I mean, both of the Rumbles this year were over an hour. And I'm not saying obviously that a battle royale is going to last as long as the Rumble. There's obviously a lot more opportunity for it to end more quickly, but to cut it down to a third of that time seems really, really difficult if they're still going to produce a quality product. The other thought with that is, it is the first ever women's battle royale. Are they going to speed through it? Are we going to really rush through that? And we're going to have all of those women thrown in. We might see call-ups. It's actually very likely that we'll see call-ups because we've got the superstar shakeup happening, like they've announced it for right after WrestleMania. It's going to be a lot, and you want to give the crowd time to process that. You want to really introduce these new characters. If we're going to see people like the Iconic Duo, potentially Ember Moon, potentially Kairi Sane, all brought up, potentially Shayna Baszler, like, or Nikki Cross, all called up, you're going to want to give those girls like a chance. You're going to want to introduce them. They're going to want to have their moment. We want to see what they can do. That's already so many girls that like, if they each had a minute each, we'd have to have like maybe every other girl thrown out within 30 seconds. And is that really long enough for us as an audience to really process it, or for the match to be of a quality that is what is expected of and should be expected of WrestleMania? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that it is enough time. There's also a couple questions it involves regarding like the general storyline and thought of like, does it diminish the, you know, the prestige of the belt in a moment like the Intercontinental Triple Threat match? If you've got 20 minutes, those are 3 of the top competitors in the WWE between The Miz and Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. Each of them, theoretically, has people in their corner. I mean, normally I would say like Seth Rollins has the Shield in his corner. Obviously, Dean is still injured and Roman has his own match to worry about, but he comes from the Shield. We've got the club associated with Finn Balor and we've got the Miztourage. Any kind of like nefarious action or activity to put in this triple threat match already that is not a singles competition match for a belt, which is really the most prestigious form of defense that like a belt can have, to already have it be a triple threat match with all of these potential additional bodies, to only have 20 minutes, Finn Balor's entrance takes 5 minutes alone. What are we expecting is gonna happen? Like, how much time can we really give that match and that belt? And if we're not giving it enough time, if we're saying like, you know what, we're just going to hype it up, it's going to be really fast-paced, we're going to get maybe 10, 15 minutes of great activity, and we're going to save those 5 minutes for whatever production stuff we want to do, will it feel worth it? If the belts change hands, will it feel like it has really been, you know, a fight and a battle, and that at the end, whoever emerges victorious, like, will we feel like they were worthy and like we're on their side? Will they get that big pop? Or are we going to say, oh my gosh, the U.S. Championship changed hands and like, I was getting a drink, or like, oh my gosh, I literally just went to the bathroom, or like, oh, I just didn't even notice because I was talking to my friend and it was over that quickly when I feel like it really just began. It's a tricky situation because, to be perfectly honest, all of the matches for WrestleMania sound pretty amazing. I don't think any of us want to see any of them like cheap-shotted or shortened or not given the time that they deserve. Except maybe the U.S. Championship match, because it seems like it might be a little lackluster, but all things considered, it looks like it's going to be a great show, and you would hate for something like timing or the lack thereof to make it not live up to its potential. So, you know, I would be lying if I said I had a full-on solution. I don't mean to be a hypocrite in that way and, like, pose a problem and not a solution. But we all know that WrestleMania is supposed to be where these storylines come to an end so that, you know, at the Raw after that big Monday show, and in this case, big Monday and Tuesday shows, we can see, you know, new stories born and new people emerge and new characters come to the forefront. But with this WrestleMania and potentially as, like, a foreboding factor to the fact that they are ending, you know, single brand pay-per-views, it might be something to consider that there is not always going to be enough time to give these matches the time that they need. And if there is, then, like, welcome to two full days of WrestleMania matches, because it seems like to give it the time that they need, that might be what we have. But that's been our main event. Please let us know your thoughts on social media. I'm kind of throwing that question out there to the void, but we can't wait to hear any thoughts that you guys might have. Now we're going to finish the show that we do every week with our Stars of the Night.
You just made the list.
Number three is Charlotte. Charlotte just looked amazing in her match this week. I'm really excited for her match against Asuka. Her character looks great. She looks awesome. The moves look great. She continues to change it up, and everything she does, she like pretty much does flawlessly. So she's our third star. Number two is Cammy. It is Kevin and Sammy for their incredible performance, for their like wonderful promo about how much they love Daniel Bryan and were excited, through to their complete destruction of Daniel Bryan after finding out that they got fired. The emotion was there, the wrestling was there, the teamwork was there, and it's going to be really exciting to see how they work as a team going through this storyline to WrestleMania. And number one, without a doubt, our biggest star of the night is Daniel Bryan. Welcome back, DB. Welcome back to the ring. Welcome back to the WWE in like a new way that we didn't think we would have, that we haven't had for over 2 years. We can't wait to see more of what we saw last night and to see the American Dragon fully in action. Daniel Bryan, you deserve it. That's going to do it for us here at Tag Me In Bro. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Tag Me In Bro and on Instagram, Wrestling Fashion. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. As always, we're here to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, answers. So please let us know what you liked, what you hated, and what you could give a fuck about. I've been Taryn O'Connor. Thanks so much for listening to Tag Me In Bro. And we will see you next week for more on Raw and SmackDown Live. Goodbye, Universe.